What does it mean to fully rely on God? Lots of folks give that phrase lip service. Several years ago, the acronym FROG, frog, began to pop up on coffee mugs, bookmarks, t-shirts, and other places where catchy logos are found. Frog being the Christian acronym for fully rely on God. And that sounds like a good catchphrase. We would all agree that we should fully rely on God, but do we actually fully rely on God? Or do we rely on God to get us through the tough times and rely on ourselves to get us through day by day? If we're really honest with ourselves, who is it that we fully rely on? Beginning with Elijah today, we hear folks who really, truly, fully rely on God. Elijah the prophet has been in hiding. He has made King Ahab really mad. And worse than that, Elijah made the king's wife Jezebel really, really mad. So mad that she was on a mission to find him and have him killed. So Elijah goes into hiding to try and save his life. God, not ever being terribly happy when people try to hide, goes after Elijah. At first, Elijah continues to try to hide, but it doesn't take very long for him to realize that hiding from God is futile. And so he does what God says. And what God directs Elijah to do is not simple. God doesn't say to Elijah, "I have reserved a room for you at the Ritz-Carlton, Elijah, and I've paid for it, and I've got you a banquet set up. Best room, best food, best wine for you, Elijah." Nope. What God says is, "Go to a foreign country, to a place of strange people that you do not respect or even like. I have commanded a widow there to feed you." A widow? Seriously, God? Widows don't have much food. Widows don't have much of anything. This is not going to be easy. This is not going to be comfortable. But Elijah does as God asks. He goes to the foreign land and finds the widow. At first, the widow doesn't seem to have heard the command of God to feed Elijah. She's resistant at first. She has only a little meal and not much oil at all. She's gathering sticks to make a fire so that she and her son can eat their final meal before they die of starvation. This scenario is worse than Elijah had imagined, and yet he continues to trust God. And he tells the woman, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake and bring it to me, and afterwards make something for yourself and your son." Then Elijah, this stranger, never before seen by the widow of Zarephath, tells the woman, "The Lord of Israel says the jar of meal will not be emptied and the jug of oil will not fail until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth." And she did as Elijah said. She trusted that the word of the Lord of Israel was true. With little more than a palm full of meal and a dram of oil, the woman stepped out in faith, fully relied on God for her very sustenance, and her faith was not found to be in vain. The jar of meal was not empty. Neither did the jar of oil fail. The widow, her son, and Elijah all had exactly what they needed to get by. In our gospel reading, we heard of another widow who fully relied on God. This widow, like the widow of Zarephath, is down to the end of her resources. She is poor, as most widows of the time were. She apparently has no male to provide for her. Her husband has died, and she has used everything he left her. Jesus uses this poor, nameless woman not only to show his disciples what it means to fully rely on God, but also to point out the failings of those who were charged with the duty of caring for the widows and orphans, the temple leaders. Jesus says they love to prance around in long robes, making a show of their piety, when in reality they have failed at the job they've been given. The law of Moses demands that people of God care for the widows and orphans, but here we have a widow in our very midst that has nothing but 2 cents worth a penny. And she, trusting in God's goodness, is giving even her last 2 cents to God. She so fully relies on God that she is giving him everything she has, just as the widow of Zarephath had done before. Can we imagine giving everything we have to God? And I am not talking about money, but perhaps we should think about that too. How radically would we have to change our lifestyles if we gave it all to God? I'm not suggesting that we have to cash in our 401ks, sell all our stock, deplete our checking and savings accounts, and give all the money to the church. But if you want to do that, I won't complain. Seriously, giving our all to God is about much more than money. Fully relying on God is much more than selling our possessions and living on the streets. We actually could do that and still not fully rely on God. We do need to think about what our lives would look like when we give it all to God, when we fully rely on God. Giving our all to God might affect how we spend our money, the companies we choose to support. Perhaps we should take a look at the companies we support, either by investing or shopping there. Do we support companies that use slave labor? Do we invest in companies that produce products that damage the environment or people's lives? If we fully rely on God and give our all to God, every aspect of our lives should reflect that. Not just our shiny exteriors or our pious prancing and fancy robes, but every aspect of our lives. Have we looked at our bank accounts recently to see where the majority of our spending goes? Is it godly spending or worldly spending? Every aspect of our lives should reveal us to be godly people. Each and every Sunday, as we gather in this beautiful holy space for worship, we begin our worship with a prayer known as the Collect for Purity. In right to this prayer is, Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This is a great gathering prayer. It reminds us that we are known to God through and through, that our hearts are open to God, all desires known to God, and no secrets hidden from God. Who we are through and through is known to God. When we gather and pray this prayer, we're reminded of our being known, and try as we might, we cannot hide any parts of our lives from God. Does God see in us the heart of the widow or the heart of the scribe? Do our lives reveal us to be those who fully rely on God and give our all to God? Or does God know those things that we are trying to keep for ourselves? All desires are known and no secrets are hid. Remember that you are fully known, fully revealed, and yet fully loved. The response is to fully rely on God. Amen.